Morning Watch, The Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Peter, Week 4, The Present Truth and the Way of the Truth, Friday. Related Verses. John 14:20. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. 21:2-11. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 2:15-22-25. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman, cutting straight the word of the truth. But flee youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish questionings and those arising from an untrained mind refuse, knowing that they beget contentions. But a slave of the Lord ought not to contend, but be gentle toward all, apt to teach, bearing with wrong. In meekness, correcting those who oppose, if perhaps God may give them repentance unto the full knowledge of the truth. Suggested reading. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit are one and abide in us. Therefore, we are four in one, a divine and human constitution. The Father is embodied in the Son is realized as the Spirit, and they are all in us. God and man are united, mingled, and incorporated. God's desire and intention is to be united, mingled, and incorporated into one corporate New Jerusalem. Revelation 21. The New Jerusalem is the conclusion of the entire 66 books of the Bible. All the revelations and visions of the scriptures consummate in the holy city. The New Jerusalem is the process and consummated triune God incorporated into one with his regenerated, transformed, and glorified elect. It's also a couple with the husband and the bride, the wife. The husband is the wife, and the wife is husband, because they co-inherit. This is God's eternal economy to incorporate himself with his elect, to be one universal, divine, mystical incorporation, which is the New Jerusalem. Do you know what the New Jerusalem is? The New Jerusalem is a composition of God's chosen, redeemed, regenerated, sanctified, transformed, and glorified people who have been deified. On God's side, the triune God has been incarnated to be a man. On our side, we are being deified, constituted with the process and consummated triune God, so that we may be made God in life and in nature to be his corporate expression for eternity. This is the highest truth. And this is the highest gospel. 2 Peter 2:2 says, many will follow their licentiousness, because of whom the way of the truth will be reviled. The way of the truth is the path of the Christian life according to the truth, which is the reality of the contents of the New Testament. Because of the false teachers, the way of the truth will be reviled. Since the way of the truth is the way of reality, and the way of reality is the way of God's economy, this means that the false teachers will cause the entire revelation of the New Testament to be reviled. 2 Peter 2:21, Paul speaks of the way of righteousness. The way of righteousness is to live a life that is right with both God and man. This is another aspect of the way of the truth and the straight way. This is the way to live a life according to God's justice, a way that can take his governmental judgment for his kingdom of righteousness. Peter, in his epistle, stresses both the manner of life and the way of life, because his writings are based on the governmental point of view of God's administration. In order to fit in with the government of him who is holy and righteous, God's people need to live in a manner of life that is holy, pure, good, and excellent, not licentious or vain, in his straight way of righteousness and truth. Acts 9:2 says that Saul's intention was to find those who were of the way and bring them bound to Jerusalem. Here, the way denotes the Lord's full salvation in God's New Testament economy. It is the way God dispenses himself into the believers through Christ's redemption and the Spirit's anointing. It is the way the believers partake of God and enjoy God. It's the way the believers worship God in their spirit by enjoying him and follow the persecuted Jesus by being one with him. And it's the way they are brought into the church and built up into the body of Christ to bear the testimony of Jesus.